Now, the sun is shining, I hope, where you are today, because it's really lovely up here on the East Coast. And if you're thinking about getting the barbecue out, well, we have some helpful tips now on how to stay safe when firing up the big grill. Chief Specialist in Food Safety, this person knows what they're talking about, from Safe Food, Dr. Linda Gordon joins me now on the line. Hi, Linda.
Hi, Brenton.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. Are you getting your barbecue out tonight?
I don't know, because the weather is not so nice here in Cork at the moment. Oh. It's definitely not a barbecue evening here.
Oh, no.
Maybe, but I'm glad to hear it's a nice elsewhere in the country. Oh.
Okay, so can I ask a question? And it's not really related to food safety. Why do men turn primal when the barbecue comes out, in your opinion?
Well, we haven't done the research on that, but maybe you've given us an idea
for a little PhD for somebody.
Research project, yeah.
It's fascinating, isn't it? Okay, well, listen, we do want everyone to enjoy themselves without getting food sick, basically. So first of all, what are the common mistakes people make when they pull the barbecue out?
I suppose maybe a bit of lack of preparation, because I suppose in Ireland we have to kind of take advantage of the
react.
Fine weather when it presents itself. We have to move quickly. You know, if you're using frozen meat or something like that, you would need to take it out of the freezer and defrost it in the fridge the night before, that kind of thing.
This is a stupid question incoming, so bear with me. Somebody is not a great foodie. So running it under a cold tap for 20 minutes is not going to cut it, no?
No, it's not, because it's not going to defrost it
properly.
The whole way through. Okay. And particularly in general, you need to make sure meat is defrosted the whole way through before cooking, but especially for the barbecue, because it's a little bit trickier to get the cooking right on a barbecue. You don't have as much control over the heat and things like that. So definitely take it out of the freezer the night before and defrost it in the fridge, you know, usually at the bottom of the fridge covered, rather than on the worktop.
Okay. Okay, very good. And then separating raw and cooked food is very important as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a mistake that's easy to make with barbecue. You know, you might bring out a dish or a plate with the raw burgers or sausages, and then very easy to put the cooked food back on the same plate, that kind of thing. So have separate plates, separate utensils for cooked and raw food. And also, you know, washing your hands. When you're not in the kitchen, it's easy to forget, but, you know, wash your hands before and after handling raw meat. Particularly, you need to wash your hands after handling
raw
meat.
You've just reminded me, I sat raw meat beside cooked food once and gave guests of mine food poisoning. I just remember that about 2 years ago. They were very sick.
Well, you're very brave to confess.
They're not here. They live in America. I just stayed in my bedroom with the door locked. Yeah, no, because it's quite easy for it to happen, isn't it?
It is, because you're busy, and then it's a social occasion a lot of the time. So you're distracted and you're chatting to people, and there's a lot, and you're probably trying to cook a lot of food, and, you know, it can just be, you know, you're out of the normal cooking environment, or sometimes maybe the person barbecuing isn't the person who does
normally
most of the cooking. Yeah. So you're maybe just not always focusing or concentrating on what you're doing. So it is very easy. Like, a lot of the advice we give sounds obvious, but it's very easy to forget.
Because you're also cooking on a surface you're not used to putting stuff on as well, which is interesting. Yeah. So, okay, so keep the raw food and cooked food separated, properly defrosted. Bringing out salads too early.
Yeah, again, just think about, you know, if you've got salads or things like coleslaw that are normally stored in the fridge, those kind of perishable foods that can support the growth of bacteria, definitely keep those in the fridge until the last minute, until you're ready to eat, and then bring them out. Don't have them sitting outside in the sun or, you know, sitting there and getting warm. So you really need to leave them in the fridge.
And so myself and my sister are often sitting there in the deck chairs watching her husband running around. It's quite, because he loves it. But undercooking is an issue, right? Because actually there's a lot of hot flame coming around, or a very, very hot grill, and it can burn on the outside but leave it raw on the inside. How do you avoid that?
Yeah, well, I think we've all experienced that. As you say, it's a common enough problem. If you're using a charcoal barbecue, always wait until the flames have died down and then the coals should be kind of grey, and don't put the food on there. And usually you can adjust the level of the grill as well. You know, if you've got a gas barbecue, you've more control over the heat settings. But even with the charcoal barbecue, you can usually maybe raise up if you think it's cooking too fast on the outside, you can, you know, raise up the level of the grill to get it further away from the heat, and that move things around. If you think they're getting, if you think they're getting cooked too quickly on the outside, and always make sure that it's fully cooked the whole way through. So. Mm-hmm. It's fine if you have steak or something like that for that to be, you know, underdone or served medium or medium rare or whatever. But
yeah, not
if
burgers.
You've got any, no, not anything that's minced or on a skewer or any pork or poultry, all of those kind of things, sausages all need to be cooked the whole way through.
Okay. Watch out for that. So I suppose your whole message from Food Safety at Safe Food is about helping people avoid getting food poisoning, because we know it's no joke, right?
Absolutely. No, it's not. It's very unpleasant. And some forms of food poisoning can last up to a week. You know, it's not always a 24-hour thing. And they can be very unpleasant. And we also need to remember that some groups of people will be more vulnerable to food poisoning than others. And those will be younger children, older people, pregnant women, you know, anybody who is immune compromised in some way. So, you know, be extra, you know, be careful anyway, but extra careful if you are preparing food for anybody in one of those vulnerable.
So very quickly, separate raw meat and cooked meat, keep them separate. Defrost foods the night before. Meat needs to be cooked properly. Use a meat thermometer, and it's 75 degrees. It needs to hit the spot on the thermometer. Is that right?
Absolutely, yes.
And burgers cannot, anything minced cannot be underdone. I think we may have scared people off getting the barbecue out tonight. They definitely have the masks and the aprons on. Anyway, stay back. Dr. Linda Gordon, we'll talk to you again soon. Thank you so much. Let's take a quick break.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.